Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Time once again on 4HI for Q&A. The guru is in the chair. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Michael.
Now, mate, a listener who wants to know if you'll be at the Rotary Home Show in Moranbah again this weekend.
Oh, yes, Mick. Ruthie Bridgman, who's been with me for ages, she reminded me yesterday that we've been attending this home show now for 15 years. She won't be there this year because she's going to New Zealand for a quilting convention.
Oh, well, how long have you had clients in Moranbah, Steve?
35 years now, Mick.
Wow. What made you go to Moranbah?
Well, I lived in Brisbane at that time, and one of my clients, John, he was a senior mining engineer with Utah.
Yeah, but Steve, what did Utah have to do with Moranbah?
Well, back in 82, Moranbah had two mines. It was Goonyella and Riverside, one owned by Utah and the other by BHP. And I sorted out a residential property portfolio for John, and he then suggested to his colleagues in Moranbah that they should also see me.
Yeah, but Steve, all the housing in Moranbah was owned by the mines then, wasn't it?
Yes, Mick, and shortly after my first visit, BHP bought out Utah and they amalgamated the two mines.
Oh, righto. Was that when BHP started selling the houses to their workers?
Yes, Mick. Yeah, they decided they were in the business of mining, not real estate. I mean, it was costing them a fortune to maintain all the housing, so they offered them for sale at an average price of about $19,000.
I bet they snapped them up at that price.
No, mate, no. Just the opposite. Because the boys, they were only paying about $12 a week in rent. They're paying nothing for electricity, insurance, repairs or maintenance. But once they owned the house, they're up for all these costs, plus rates and loan repayments.
Oh, well, what happened, Steve?
Well, a similar situation occurred in Dysart and Blackwater. And over the next 17 to 18 years, BHP, they kept dropping their asking price until Moranbah got down to an average of $8,500. Dysart got down to $4,500. And Blackwater got down to zero.
And then over the next 13 to 14 years, the prices went crazy.
Yeah, mate. But it astounds me that supposedly rational people could think that those crazy rents and house prices were sustainable. I was president of the Emerald Chamber of Commerce at that time, and mate, I cop flack when I told people not to invest in housing in any mining town anywhere.
So, Steve, how is Moranbah now?
Mick, house prices are back to reality, and Moranbah, mate, it's a great place to live. Core Lifestyle magazine in their September-October edition, they did a great feature on Moranbah.
Oh, yeah, I read that, mate. I saw that. Covered 10 pages, and I thought, how good is that to read a positive story?
And mate, like, if you enjoy sport, it doesn't get much better than Moranbah. Well, as you probably know, mate, they've got one of the best golf courses in the whole Central Highlands.
I know you love your golf, but don't forget rugby league with the Moranbah Miners and the Moranbah Miners senior ladies.
Yeah, Mick, look, there's many sporting clubs and opportunities in Moranbah, but also some great service clubs like Rotary, Lions and the Country Women's Association and a great community radio station.
Steve, do they have a CWA in Moranbah?
Mick, not only do they have a CWA in Moranbah, but they are the youngest CWA ladies I've ever seen. And I think there must be something in the local water. As last year, the place was full of babies and prams.
Okay, Steve, for the serious part, what will you have in the famous free raffle this year?
Mate, we'll have a choice of a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label, a Phillips Air Fryer, or a Sunbean Pizza Bake and Grill.
And don't forget, people, you go to the Rotary Home and Leisure Show in Moranbah this weekend. It's a free raffle. Go and see Steve and the crew at their stand. And if you'd like to contact them, 4987 7567, or you just Google Steve Taylor, hit the Contact Us button and it drops down for you. Mate, all the best.
Thanks, Mick.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.